From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Helen McCormack of Helen McCormack Estate Agents, AIBF's Inspirational Business Person of the Year 2024. Thank you so much for joining me on AIBF Business Talk today, Helen. Helen, today is a very special podcast, especially, you know, as we're two female leaders in business. But firstly, a huge wholehearted congratulations to you on being acknowledged as the Inspirational Business Person of the Year for 2024. And what better week to coincide with than that of International Women's Day? And I think it's important for our listeners as well to understand that one important criterion for receiving the Business All-Star Inspirational Business Person of the Year accreditation is demonstrated leadership in fostering women's economic empowerment and advancement in leadership roles. And you've done that in abundance in your journey with Helen McCormack Estate Agents. How does it feel to receive this prestigious recognition, especially on International Women's Day?
Well, happy International Women's Day, Elaine. And thank you so much. Obviously, I'm really grateful to be acknowledged as inspiring and inclusive, particularly on this special day, you know, where we're all collectively celebrating the spirit of women throughout the world and, you know, drawing inspiration from ordinary women who have defied expectations and biases to pursue their own passions and paved the way and inspired other women to do that as well.
Helen, you're in a very particularly male-dominated industry traditionally. As a successful female entrepreneur in your industry, how have you navigated, you know, cultural biases in this regard?
Yeah, well, you're right, Elaine. Traditionally, it was years ago a very male-dominated industry. And, you know, when I started out observing even, you know, successful men in the industry, you know, I looked at their attributes and, you know, observed that they were known, they were visible, they had great social connections, and they were very professional. And, you know, I realized as well that, you know, a lot of the connections that they had were probably through, you know, sporting industries such as rugby and hurling, or else they were very well known in the business world. So, you know, I realized that building networks was extremely important to even the field in that regard. And, you know, even though they might have had advantages with some of those connections, you know, I decided to, you know, look at what was available to me. And at the time, there was networking opportunities in Limerick, like in BNI. I stayed in that for 12 years. I was president on three different occasions and also education coordinator in there. So I was able to develop those skills and, you know, my confidence as well, and, you know, build relationships with, you know, what came to be stakeholders in the industry as well that assisted me to serve clients. And we were able to pass business and refer business to each other. So building networks was one of the key things to even the playing field that I found. As well, of course, confidence is an attribute, you know, that has been seen a lot in, you know, in, I suppose, the male-dominated industry and assertiveness. And that's something that, you know, I've built as well through education and, you know, a striving for excellence in everything we do at work as well. So really, when I observed it, there was very little difference. It was just a skill set that could be acquired and developed, which I worked on. And in those days as well, it wasn't that transparent as to how to get into the industry for women. I mean, there was, you know, a lot of small offices in town and maybe friends you might get a job in, or people would say, how do I get into property? There might have been a lot of small family businesses and people and women would get in that way. But in recent years, you know, there's so much opportunity in terms of education. It's just absolutely fantastic. And the majority of, you know, people being educated and coming into the industry now are in fact women, because the structure and the nature of what's required in terms of service has also changed in terms of management, creativity, etc. So there's lots of doors open for women now, which is fantastic.
And that's very interesting, isn't it? That to look at, you know, and it's something that is so, so true and I really resonate with, is that, you know, is to build that network around you. And typically it would have been very easy to do that from a sporting context, being in a club. And one that I know I remember myself personally is that, you know, is the golfing, you know, outings and whatnot, and making those connections and networking on the golf course. But as you said there's so many other ways that you can build a network. That could be through, you know, your business groups and your friends and different circles like that. And it's really interesting to hear as well that, you know, for some people that confidence is built maybe through their connections or their contacts. But for others, like, for example, you give a really, really powerful example that, you know, education gave that to you as well. Is it knowing that you're educated to the same level and a higher level and striving for excellence gave you that confidence to know that you were equal and unparalleled?
Yeah, absolutely, Elaine. And, you know, my journey, you know, I emigrated after I left school. So I was in the position where I always educated myself by night. And during the downturn, you know, I took the opportunity to go back to the Kemi Business School in UL and educated myself there with a degree in management. And I was able to use my business, you know, as, you know, a case study in what I was learning. So, you know, it's just phenomenal that, you know, places like UL and the Kemi Business School can gear courses to those that are actually working in managerial positions in all industries, not just our industry. So the opportunities are just fantastic at the, you know, they have been for several years.
And it's good as well advice, you know, for anybody that's listening in, you know, is to think that if you are looking for a course or a program, especially one to coincide with your industry, and you might be, you know, busy working and managing a business. But actually, you know, there will be something out there for you if furthering your education is something that's on your radar for the year ahead. Do you believe, Helen, that investing in women and accelerating progress towards gender equality, does this contribute to the overall growth and success of, you know, businesses and society as a whole?
Well, absolutely. Investing in women, you know, really accelerates progress towards gender equality. It's the right thing to do ethically and morally. But it also contributes hugely to the overall growth of, you know, business and society as a whole. I mean, women offer, you know, diverse perspectives and are very innovative that can drive business competitiveness. And, you know, a large portion, well, a huge portion of consumers are women. So, you know, women, who better to understand what women need as well than women? And, you know, they can... They're great decision makers in the marketplace as consumers. So by including women in leadership roles, you know, in our industry and, you know, in serving our clients, it's a fantastic way to enhance customer experience and also understand the diverse needs of clients, because clients' expectations and needs are very diverse. And, you know, we're dealing with a multicultural society now. So we have to have high empathy as well. You know, in dealing with our clients. And, you know, women are traditionally known to have a high level of empathy and, you know, able to connect with others and understand them. And also, I think women are able to really tap into their intuition as to what's required in a given situation. And this is a really good skill to develop as a woman in business to, you know, to protect yourself in some cases. You know, because, you know, in our industry, you can often, you know, be doing things alone or showing properties. So your intuition is really, really important, you know, for lots of different reasons when working in the industry and when serving your customers.
And it's so true, Helen, that over the last number of years, you know, the importance of what we call it emotional intelligence in the workplace, yes, and females bringing maybe, a very strong characteristics in that regard, and empathy and all of that, and have that more of a nurturing side maybe, which I suppose helps in dealing with colleagues and teams and employees, but customers on the other side as well. So it's no wonder that we are seeing the great contributions that women are making in business as a whole. The theme for International Women's Day this year is Inspire Inclusion. How do you encourage and support women in your business to take on leadership roles and have their voices heard?
Yeah, well, I think that's a lovely and really apt term, to have their voices heard, because, you know, it's one of the key things in terms of women advancement is to have their voices heard. And there are just they're basic, ordinary things like, you know, giving everybody a voice, playing people to their strengths, you know, allowing them to be authentic and to let themselves shine in their given roles. You know, I have a leadership and development program for each of the team. So mentorship, I find, is really, really important, because even having that a third party to have individual discussions with them, you know, in conjunction with me as the team, as the leader, it can offer diverse perspectives and give people more space to be able to share what, you know, sometimes I might miss or mightn't have the opportunity to pick up on absolutely everything. So I think mentorship really, really makes women in business feel valued, and also brings them on a journey so that they can have a vision for their future in line with the vision of the business, and then that their goals have much more meaning. And another thing that I love to do, that we love to do, is actually to share experiences of networking as well. You know, bring the women to events, you know, make them feel included in terms of what my vision for the business is, and make them feel included in terms of the connections that we have as well, and encourage them to manage client relationships, you know, in line with our core values of excellence and results in service, and that they, you know, can take that on and look for help, and that the help is available to them when it's required. So, and I like to try and lead by example, obviously, in that area as well, you know, by modeling, you know, integrity in our relationships, integrity within our team, that everything, that we can have open discussions, and that we speak and think well of each other, very conscious of the environment that we create for each other, that it's a positive environment, and, you know, that it's open, and that there isn't, you know, anything hidden, you know, that's affecting the team performance or experience with our clients as well. So I think, you know, modeling that is a huge part of women being able to have a voice as well, and feeling safe that they can have that voice.
I really like the point that you made there, Helen, in line with the theme of inspiring inclusion, is that to make sure that your team are all included in your vision that you have for the business, and that is really, really well communicated, because then you're all part of the same mission and you're all included in that vision. I think that's really, really powerful.
Yes.
I'd love to hear, Helen, because look, our lives are busy. There's only so many hours in the day. Multitasking, I think, is something that us ladies do without even thinking about it. But, you know, raising a young family, you know, being an entrepreneur, setting up and growing a business, what do you do for yourself, Helen, to make sure that, you know, that you're balanced in life and that you give yourself some time?
I hate that question, but anyway, I don't know. It's like everything I do, I suppose, I feel I'm doing for myself, because I have so much passion about what I do. I suppose my life, my work and my home life is kind of all together, if I could put it that way. But having said that, I have great flexibility, which is a huge advantage, I think. You know, so if I choose to do so, I can take a day off, or I can go to the spa, or I can chill out, or I can postpone things till the next day, you know, depending on my energy levels. So I feel that flexibility as in working for yourself, you know, I could choose to take an afternoon off during the week, and I could work on Saturday morning, you know. And you know, I have to be flexible around the kids. I mean, particularly when the kids were smaller, it's getting a bit easier now. I have one like that starting in college in September. You know, there's a lot of demands around lifts, and you have your schedule, and then, you know, their schedule is sprung on you, you know. So like, I'll never forget Christmas Eve, for example, this year. Like, I had intended, right, I think I've everything almost done. We're going to have a lovely day, like we're going to go to my brother's for lunch and just chill out and wrap presents later and everything. And then, like, you know, one of the kids were like, I have to get this, I have to drop these presents to my friend's house, I have to do this. And I was like, no, like, please, the one day of the year that I just thought it was all over and I could just switch off. But you know what, there's a huge joy in that. I mean, you know, they are my life. I love I love the energy they give me. They give me purpose, passion, and meaning as well. So, you know, I blend it all into one and it works.
And I think, Helen, for anybody that's listening in that is maybe, you know, that is in business or maybe contemplating setting up in business as an entrepreneur, that's one thing that you do have. You have the ability to make those choices yourself, you know, and yes, to work to your peaks and troughs in terms of energy and focus. And yes, that does require maybe some later evenings or some weekends, but you have the autonomy to say yes to things and also on the other side to say no. So what, to just leave, Helen, what advice would you give to aspiring female entrepreneurs and business leaders who want to make a positive impact and inspire inclusion?
Well, I think the first thing is to continually get to know yourself, get to know who you are so that you know what your values are. And then you can align those values, you know, work on your personal development, work on your professional development, seek mentorship from, you know, those around you, from men and women, you know, and feedback as well, and leverage that expertise to navigate challenges. I think it's very important to seize opportunities and to inspire others to be open to opportunities, you know, and ask for their feedback and to be resilient and to adapt as well, you know, in the face of setbacks, and to stay focused on the long-term vision and objectives as well. And one thing I think people, it's great to do is to celebrate successes of the team, you know, to inspire inclusion. Celebrate, I know we're always moving on to the next thing and the next thing, but it's really important to make people feel valued, to celebrate the successes, to celebrate the milestones, no matter how big or how small. You know, even if it's just, you know, birthdays in the office, small things like that, you know, different property sold, where somebody handled a transaction that was difficult, managed to do something new for the first time, you know, learned how to do it. It's really important to, you know, say thank you, acknowledge that, say you did that really well. And it really, I find the small things done consistently that, you know, that really, really make a difference. And, you know, success for me, I always say to the team, you know, and for the team, isn't about the person who stands on the pedestal for a day or, you know, gets an acknowledgement. Success is, you know, coming into work every day, doing your absolute best with who you are at that time, and, you know, what you're given to do, and, you know, making a contribution to the best that you can for your own personal growth and for the values and growth of the business. So daily success is what success means, and to instill and inspire that into the team, that you are successful every single day, you know, by showing up and doing your job well.
Helen, I think it's, you know, you chatting here today, you so reflect a true commitment to the UN Women's theme of Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress, and the International Women's Day 2024 theme of Inspire Inclusion. It's no wonder, you know, that you and that your team, you know, are so successful in what you do. You celebrate those wins, but there's a huge respect that you have for one another and that we have for you here at the All-Ireland Business Foundation and everything you do. So we wish you all of the best and all of our listeners the very best. Have a fantastic International Women's Day and continue to inspire inclusion. Thank you so much for joining me, Helen.
Thank you so much, Elaine, and happy International Women's Day to all the women out there and to all the tribe as well and the All-Ireland Business Foundation. Thank you so much, and we're delighted to be a part of it.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.